It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Howe Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in to night number three, the final night of the Mike Brumagen Lady Cats Legend Tournament here in Owingsville. Been some good games today, started around 2 o'clock, and hoping it's going to finish with a good game here in the nightcap. It's going to be a battle of the Lady Cats, the Bath County Lady Cats taking on the Pendleton County Lady Cats. I'm Todd Waits, joined alongside by Davey Moore. Davey, good little reception a little bit earlier for Coach Brumagen. His family, a lot of those are here, some of his grandkids. And Coach Brumagen's agreed to come up. He's going to talk to us at halftime. We didn't get him last year, but we got him the year before, I believe. And he's a good interview. The man knows a lot about basketball and really is the foundation, the pillar of this Lady Cats program.
Yes, he is.
The question that I asked him before that was given to me by his daughters was, which is the favorite? The grandkids were angling for me to try to ask what his favorite grandchild was, but I've got a little stronger question for him, and it'd be interesting to see what he comes up with.
That's
there.
That's two tough questions right there.
Oh, absolutely, and he keeps saying he'd tell me off the air, but I'm not getting that. But, you know, Coach Brumagen meant a lot to this program and still does. Had three girls play through the program, got a granddaughter playing basketball at Montgomery County, so it's really interesting when you get into looking at the lineage of any coach and how it comes along. But, you know, Coach Brumagen, so much to this basketball.
It's good to see him involved again, his family involved again in the program. His daughter coached the middle school this year for the first time, and I'm sure she learned a lot. He helped her, I'm sure, along the way. So good to have him back in the program.
It didn't hurt she brought back in a Bath County legend from the boys' side to help her coach and Zach Metz. So
exactly.
It made it a little bit easier. You got two good basketball minds right there in Coach Wells and Coach Metz. But, you know, the Bath County Lady Cats getting ready to take on the Pendleton County Lady Cats. It's kind of a tale of two different teams. Bath County comes in at 7-2. Pendleton County comes in at 4-8. When you look at how these teams have got here just in this tournament, I printed this out, if I can find it real quick. Bath County got a win on the opening night over a very good Rockcastle squad.
Really good comeback victory that night. Second half, the girls played really hard, and the energy carried over to the next night when they beat Elliott County.
Absolutely. When you go back and you look at Pendleton, they started out the very first night. They played to Elliott and lost 41-33. Elliott County has gotten better each and every game in this tournament. Yesterday they fell to Menifee County in a barn burner, 52-47, and then they come in here and take on this Bath County team who's 2-0 within this little span of games.
Pendleton shoots the three very, very well. That's what they look to do. So it'd be interesting how Bath defends it. I'm sure Bath's gonna play a lot of man-to-man. So they have a couple of girls and double figures and two more that are just right under double figures. So it's going to be a test for these Lady Cats, our Lady Cats, Bath County Lady Cats, against Pendleton County tonight. So, and it's going to be interesting because we'll be at least, you know, one shorthanded that we had playing last night. Kaylee Crouch is going to be out tonight due to a possible concussion. She will go to the doctor on Tuesday after Christmas and hopefully she'll get cleared and be able to play down in Panama next week. And then, of course, Addie Metz has been out with an ankle sprain. Kate Schwartz is out with a foot injury. Mallory Cox, of course, ACL, but may return. She goes back to the doctor on January the 10th. We're hoping and praying for good news there. And then Ashlyn Ratliff tore her ACL just before the season started, and she's out to at least the summer. So there's your Broderick Moore injury report. So
and Metz and Schwartz could be back as soon as next week.
They could be. We just
don't know.
They're day to day, so could be any time. Which, you know, I'm sure Coach Carey would love to have him back, because he needs the bodies, not only in games but in practice as well, to go 5-on-5. So
it'd be interesting to see who's going to fill Crouch's shoes tonight.
Yeah. You know, gonna miss her leadership as well. You know,
I was just literally getting ready to say that, because, you know, a lot of times she's not your leading scorer, but she's a hard-nosed defender. She's not afraid to who's in front of her. She's going to try to get the basketball, whether she gets a block or a steal or just a hand on the ball.
Exactly.
She's not afraid to get in there and mix it up and dive in for loose balls. Just the on-court presence that she gives when she's out there, she's going to be tough to replace.
She does so many of the unintangibles there, and to get these Lady Cats an extra possession, whether it be an offensive rebound, a steal, or save a turnover, just for us to be able to, you know, to get a basket, you know.
And
she does things that you don't necessarily teach. She just does on her own.
Well, and, you know, one of the things we talk about, and we overlook it, because she's one of those behind-the-scenes kind of players a lot of times. She's an excellent shooter when she decides to shoot.
Yes.
But she handles the ball extremely well. And you don't it's not something that we talk about. So that's why we joke around and say she could be our unsung hero every night when she's out there on the court, just because she does so many of the little things that just kind of goes unnoticed.
Exactly. You're correct. So we'll see. That'll be interesting, you know. Does Collier start two bigs in Tiller and Reed together? Or, you know, does Josie Reed possibly get her first start, you know? You know, we don't know. I didn't go down and look at the book to see who was starting, but it's going to be a mystery to all of us, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Reed has been one of the first ones off the bench, either the sixth person or the seventh, just depending on, you know, who's got the fouls,
right,
or who needs the breather. Another player that's kind of been sneaking in a little bit more minutes here and there is Alyssa Gordon. We sent her a lot of the end of the quarters coming in and spilling one of the guards.
Yes.
But does he go, you know, maybe with her in a starting spot? Because she gives you a little bit of length, and she doesn't hurt you defensively. Neither does Josie. Josie gives you a little more offense.
Yep.
She gives you hard-nosed defense, too. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to say what coach is going to go with in this lineup. We'll just wait and be surprised, just like you all out there.
Exactly. So it should be interesting. Pendleton doesn't have a lot of size. You know, they like to play out on the perimeter, so you might have to go with Josie to match up with Pendleton tonight. And, you know, Coach Kelsey is a really, really good coach. He was, I believe, over Bracken County for a long time, and had a very successful program. Stepped out for a while, and now he's back at Pendleton, and he does a really, really good job and gets a lot out of his girls.
Wasn't he the Gus to coaching the boys for maybe a stint or so?
There's so many Kelsers, I can't keep mentioning this much more, but I think he could have been there for a while.
I'm pretty sure I asked him, and he's related to former Bath County principal Larry Kelsey.
Yes.
And not, when he was at Bracken, I remember to ask him, and I wanted to think at some point either he was an assistant or was the head coach at Augusta.
I'm sure he was at Augusta at some point, because that's where he went to school. That's where all the Kelsers, the lineage, come through Augusta, and they either, you know, they played there, and then they wind up coaching there, and then they branch out and go somewhere else where they stay there. So that's, I'm sure he was on some type of staff there at one point or another.
I'm telling my age out there, folks. Larry Kelsey was my principal when I was in high school. We wasn't allowed to wear shorts. Some of them will kind of choke and laugh about that, because
Jack Smoot was my principal, and we were not allowed to wear shorts. We were, and we had no AC.
We didn't have it, so we got to the new school here, and I was the sophomore class coming in when they opened up the school, and I believe it was my senior season when they opened the gym.
They didn't even break ground on this school when I was in high school. So
I wasn't gonna say how old you was. Okay,
it was in discussion, but they never broke ground. But this will be a fun night. It should be an exciting night.
Absolutely. As your Ira Kilburn opening arguments, I'm just gonna keep the same thing. Coach has said it last night. You know, obviously we've been around basketball long enough. Turnovers, got to stop those. Got to rebound. and you just got to play without fouls. I mean, and you know, he agreed with what we've said. We've told him that's kind of been it. He's like, that's exactly the same thing I tell the girls each and every game. He said, because we can't get in foul trouble. We've got to rebound, and we can't turn the ball over.
Really important again tonight to stay focused, because you had the Hall of Fame ceremony before this started, so you got to have the girls, you know, it's game three, or almost to Christmas time, and they may be thinking about going to Florida the week after, so got to stay focused.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during the New Holland's Value Bonanza, going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months, or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility PowerStar. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offers end December 31st. As starting lineups being announced out there for both of these teams, Pendleton County is going to go with sophomore Lily Ashcraft. Madison Burst, 5'7 junior. Also, they're going to start Hannah Spaulding, 5'8 freshman. Gracie, I think it's Fansel, 5'7 senior. And was it Jayla McLevain? Is that my fifth starter?
Reese Barlow, number 30.
Barlow. I knew it was one of these two, and I didn't mark it.
I'll go with Van Steele on that one as well.
Van Steele.
And we're going Twin Towers with Tiller and Fareed. So.
And if any of the Pendleton County faithfuls out there, and I'm saying that wrong, and I need to say it another way, I guess you'll have to call Hannah and let her know, and she can pass along to me.
Exactly. Steele,
I believe it's Van Steele. As the Bathkinney Lady Cats, starting lineup is going to be Barrett, Norris, French, Fareed, and our fifth, Tiller.
Tiller.
I kind of thought that might be what he goes with, a little more experience.
Going with the experience, exactly.
You've got Reed, who's an eighth grader, and Gordon, also an eighth grader. Both of them come in, and, you know, sometimes the psyche of starting versus coming off the bench is two different things. Some players respond well to that, some don't, especially in this kind of high-power games. Reed.
Sure, you wouldn't be surprised to see Reed come off that bench quickly as well, so.
Absolutely. As Spaulding will be across from Fareed, as we'll have the tip here in just a second. As the ball is in the air, tip is up. It's controlled by Pendleton. Lady Cats, Fansel has it out on that left wing, up top. To the hands, I believe that's Ashcraft, and it is. Goes in, kicks it out. Fansel, three, left side is up. In and out, no good. Rebound comes off to Barrett.
Imagine that first shot they take is a three.
They lead it, pass down, trying to get it to Tiller. And then Bath County's Fareed collides with the bleachers on the far side. Okay, she gets up and gets back into action.
Bath tried to push it up quick, and the pass was just out of the reach of Bailey French. She tried to save it in, and then off of Fareed out of bounds.
First, we'll dribble it to the timeline. Back in the 7.5 court. Looks like they've manned up out of it. They get the ball into the hands of Burst, over to Ashcraft. Now back over here to the near side to Spaulding. Now to get it down low, French knocks it away. Right into the hands of Norris. They pass up to Barrett. She catches it. Lefty layup is good. Back in the lead for 2-0.
Good defense by the Lady Cats there. Good anticipation by Bailey to knock that pass away.
It's coming back the other direction.
Like you said, the Lady Cats, Bass County is in man-to-man, half court.
Barlow has it on this right wing. Surveying Bath County, just keeping in front of their player. Ashcraft gets it, comes over to this right wing. Goes to make a move in the paint, kicks it over. Corner three is up, in and out, no good. Barrett with another rebound on the Barlow miss. Barrett pushes down, takes into the paint, goes up against the three defenders, misses the shot. Attracts her own ball down as she got a steal. Took the rebound from
Spaulding. Kind of forced that layup.
Norris three back the other direction.
Good to see Jerrica come out and hit her first shot.
I was talking with Jerrica's grandmother, and she was kind of talking about Jerrica's shot was a little bit off, especially last night. And, you know, Coach basically said, you're just not squaring your shoulders up. And she squared up there and looked good.
Yes, she did.
Floater in the lane, no good. As it comes off to Bath County, they throw it up to half court. Knocked out of bounds by Ashcraft. And it's so important, and people just don't realize that. You think just squaring your shoulders, if you're heaving a ball at a basket trying to put it through that hoop, it really makes a difference. you know, being
direction of the ball is going and just lining up with the goal. Good rebound by Tiller.
Putback's no good. Barrett saves the rebound in. Top to French. Over to Norris, she drives in, and she traveled with it. To be a turnover to Bath County, or to Pendleton County. 5-0, Bath County leading. 5:47 left to go in this opening quarter. They inbound the ball to Ashcraft. She comes across the timeline with it for Pendleton to the right wing. Nobody picks her up. She just launches a three. Long off the back of the iron. Rebound stolen away out of there by French. Coast-to-coast layup is good. 7-0, Bath County leads. 5:25 left to go. As Ashcraft gives over to Spalding, thought about three. She goes driving in, kicks it over. They get it over to the right side. First three is up. It's no good. Reed with the rebound. Strong with it. Here's Norris.
Good rebound by Reed right there.
I'm going to say Norris charge. Use your offhand to push the player out of the way. As Pendleton County's going to call a timeout. 30-second Roddy. We'll take it as well. 5:05 left to go in the opening quarter. 7-0 Bath County leads. Back in 30 seconds.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Pendleton County to inbound on the far side of the court. They inbound it to Ashcraft. Bath County still in that man-to-man defense. Ashcraft drives all the way to the rack. Scoop shot up, no good. Reed with the rebound. Hits it to Norris. She comes up that right side. Stops at the right wing. Gives it over to French. French lowers her head, gets in, kicks it over to Reed. Three, left corner is up. In and out, no good. Ashcraft to rebound for Pendleton. She thought about throwing it down court. Bath County defender got back.
It was a good look by Josie, just couldn't fall.
Shot up on the wing, no good by Fanskill. Barrett with the rebound for Bath County. Gets to the wave of the Pendleton Lady Cats. Gets it in the front court. Makes a move. Left side, shot up, no good, but she was fouled. So she'll go to the line for a couple. Fouls on first, her first, team first. So Barrett gets the basketball. 4:26 left to go here, opening quarter. Bath County 7-0. Made free throw, makes it 8-0.
This being the third game in 3 days, see whose legs can survive the night as well. Stamina will be a very important part of this game.
Barrett's second free throw on its way, good as well. Lady Cats in white, which is the home team, looking pretty leg strong right now.
And right now they are.
And Pendleton, they're getting shots up from three. They're a little long, so maybe their legs are still good, too. Too good.
They just can't get a bucket to fall.
Spalding trapped on the baseline. Free comes up with a steal, and then she throws a bullet at the ankles of Norris that sails out of bounds. Is Gordon in?
Gordon will quickly come in for her.
Freed will check out. So we talked about the youngsters getting a few more minutes of playing time.
But they're both on the floor now.
Both out there. I was joking around before we came on with Davey Gordon sporting a bun. Normally she has her hair down. I said she must be expecting some action. As Pendleton gets a basket down the layup, 9-2. Cuts the lead to 7. Bath County tries to throw a lead pass to half court. It's a turnover. As Coach Collier not happy with that one. 3:46 left to go in the opening quarter. 9-2. Bath County leads over Pendleton. Back in 30 seconds right here on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
3:46 left to go in the opening quarter. 9-2. Bath County leads Pendleton here in this girls' matchup in the Mike Frumgen Lady Cats Legends Tournament.
One of our opening arguments was taking care of the ball, and we've already committed five turnovers.
Spalding gets over to the right side in the hands of Ashcraft. Up top they go to Barlow. The left side to Spalding. Flashing into Ashcraft, working against French. Throws it over to Barlow. Out of bounds. Turning it over to Bath County. Here's Pendleton. It's
Pendleton's third turnover. You can see they're really trying to get the ball to Ashcraft as much as possible.
Reed returns. Gordon checks out. So Reed will look to inbound in the corner.
Pendleton in a 1-2-2 three-quarter court press.
Lobs it into front court to Barrett. She stepped out of bounds. Saw her foot come down.
Turnover number six. And Ashton will come out. Gordon replacing her.
Pendleton inbounds. Ashcraft in backcourt. To the left side, she throws the pass to Fansville. Down low they go.
Good cut. She
first,
couldn't get her.
And she traveled.
Bath County converged with a double team there, and she couldn't get under control. That's Pendleton's fourth turnover.
As Barrett quickly back into the lineup, Gordon will check back out. Barrett gets the inbound. Comes up this left side. Directing traffic. On the back dribble. Norris. Norris splits to a double team. Gets it all the way in the paint. Kicks over French. Left corner three. In and out. No good. Freed rebound. Putback's no good. Rebound's cleared out of there by Fansell.
Good offensive rebound by Freed there.
Gets it to Ashcraft. She's what drives this team. The Spalding out on the right wing. Spalding to Barlow now up top. Barlow turns. Puts down her dribble. French with her step for step. To the wing they go to Fansell. Goes along the baseline to Spalding. Spalding traveled with it, they say. Turns it over to the Lady Cats of Bath County.
I'm not sure about that call.
As Skylar Thacker into the lineup. For Pendleton, Bath County's buried back the other direction. Stops, pops from the block, no good. Rebound comes off. We'll say Bath County ball. Last touch by Pendleton.
It's a good look by Ashton there, just come up a little short.
As they get it into the left wing to French. Out top to Freed. Thought about taking a long shot. Drives in. Lays it in for two. Bath County leads 11-2. 2:10 left to go in the opening quarter.
Nice strong take by Freed there.
As they throw a pass over to the right wing to the Pendleton Lady Cats. Gets it over to the left side now. Fansell gets it up to Ashcraft. She's working against Barrett. She goes driving in. Barrett quick hands, knocks it away, out of bounds. So going to say Pendleton ball.
We've got a sub at the table, but nobody sees her.
We'll come in, and Fansell will check out. Musk will replace her. They look, they throw them down low, and Norris pokes it away right in the hands of French. Finds Barrett. Barrett takes it down, left-handed layup, no good. And it's an Ashcraft foul there on the layup.
He's right here.
Ashcraft's first.
So Barrett will be at the line here.
Warning on the Pendleton County bench. Kels was not happy with that call.
Barrett at the line for two. 1:48 left to go in the quarter. Gets the first one. Makes it a 10-point Bath County lead. 12-2. We'll get a second free throw here. Second free throw on its way. It's good as well. 13-2. Bath County on top by 11. To get it into Spalding. Spalding drives into the paint. Goes up shot, no good. Barrett claims another rebound for Bath County. She comes out, races back the other direction, throws it down to French. It's a bullet of a pass. Goes out of bounds.
It's a tough pass to catch right there.
If the Bass kind of catcher, Jay Smith on the far side, I don't know that he would have come up with that.
Not sure, not even with his knuckle-sized mitt. If he had one of those knuckleball mitts. That was a tough pass.
Absolutely, as Pendleton kind of committed to the no man's land, picked it up right in front of Barrett, but somehow they get the ball down low. Spalding gets a shot to fall. He's fouled.
I got those two on Jericho. It's a good cut by Spalding there.
I likewise have two on Norris. She will check out. Tiller will replace her.
Spalding averaging 10 points a ball game. Her and Ashcraft, the two top scorers. Good looking free throw there.
Yeah, absolutely. 13-5. Ashcraft poked that one out of bounds. Still be Bass County ball.
It's picked up their momentum just a little bit.
It's funny what a basket will do for you.
Yep.
So get it in to Freed. Throws it over to Reed.
He almost tiptoed through the tulips there. And another turnover.
Barrett trying to lead French to the basket, but French didn't know she was trying to lead her to the basket. Instead, just throws it out of bounds.
Ashton thought she was going to zig, and Bailey decided to zag. Not on the same page there. Again, 3 games in 3 days make you do that sometimes.
And these girls have been here for a long time. I got here early. It was just because I went to watch some basketball. And I know for a fact that most of them have been here all day.
Probably so. This is a fundraiser, you know, to help pay for some things, probably help pay for the trip next week. And they got to do some things as well off the court. Makes it tough. Good defense by Freed.
Spalding, nice cut to the basket.
Ashcraft on Kyra.
Ashcraft found her.
Good backdoor cut there.
Absolutely.
Spalding.
They're going to say she was not in the act of shooting, so it'll be Pendleton inbounding. 46 seconds left to go as they get it to Spalding. Now up top to Ashcraft. She's directing Kraft. Verse 3, right side's up. That looks good, but it's just a bit short.
Short.
Barrett gets a rebound. Jump ball. Session in favor of Bath County. Substitution for Pendleton as Brooke Thacker comes in. So they get it into French, over to Barrett. They kind of double team her, back to French. The Freed in the middle of the floor, and she walked with it. Yep. She turned and just took off and didn't get that dribble down. So Thacker will look to inbound.
Bass got his ninth turnover here in the first quarter.
Ashcraft, that's one of our arguments.
Not the start that Coach Collier wanted.
Ashcraft kicks it back. Now the foul line jumper is up. Banks it in and out, no good. Rebound comes off to Barrett of Bath County off of the Thacker miss. To find French, she takes it, lays it up, no good, it's short. Thacker with the rebound down low for Pendleton. Ashcraft, 8 seconds, crosses the timeline to the left wing. Makes a roof, gets around Barrett. Barrett swiped the ball away to kick it to the foul line. Jumper up at the end of the buzzer. No good. That's missing that shot was Brooke Thacker. So we played one quarter of basketball here in Owingsville. It's your Bath County Lady Cats 13, the Pendleton County Lady Cats 5. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wire Gray Funeral Homes.
Mm-hmm. 8 minutes of basketball left to go here in the opening quarter. Our opening half, excuse me. First quarter in the books. Back in leading 13-5. Pendleton will get the ball to start this quarter. As Ashcraft gets it inbound to her.
Not the sharpest first quarter for either team.
As jump ball called down low.
Ashcraft just kind of chucked that one at the goal. She didn't even. Now Pendleton's going to back up into a half-court defense. Looks like they're going to go man-to-man.
Barrett comes across the timeline. You know, sometimes I wonder why teams do things. Maybe it's just they got tired legs and can't go the full court. With, I think it was having trouble. They were turning the ball over in the full court. Barrett three from the left side's up. No good. Norris trying to get the rebound. Couldn't haul it in. It'll be Pendleton ball.
Yeah, Bath was struggling, and they're still kind of struggling here a little bit. Bath's going to go to their half-court zone defense. 1-1, 2-1.
Ashcraft to just kind of walk it up. Goes it to this right wing into the hands of Thacker.
That should have been a steal.
Back to Ashcraft.
Good job by Ashcraft.
Barrett.
Steal.
She knocked that ball away twice.
She's trying to bring a little bit of energy to this team. Trying to do a little senior leadership. She's the only senior on the court tonight, so she's trying to pick it up a little bit. Another wild shot by Ashcraft.
Nice. Back the other direction after the miss. French laying it up and in for two. And back on top by 10. 15-5.
I think Ashcraft's just trying to do too much, so she hasn't scored. She's just scored one bucket.
Foul down low. I believe we're going to whistle Tiller, and they do.
Her first.
She fouled Thacker. Her
first team first. Bath back in their half-court man here on the out-of-bounds play.
As they get it in, Ashcraft out here on the right wing. The Vanstel back to Ashcraft.
Good hands by Ashcraft there.
Absolutely. Vanstel thought about taking three. She drives in, free throw jumper up. It's short. Freed with the rebound, turns, looking for a guard, and finds Barrett. Barrett will come back the other direction. She takes it all the way down, goes up, lays it off the glass for two.
Ashton Barrett.
Good strong take by Ashton there. Again, just trying to get some energy into this team. Ashcraft kind of out of control.
Norris comes up with it, gives it to French. French back the other direction. She fakes the pass and lays it up lefty.
Nice move right there. Faked the pass and made the left-handed layup.
Ashcraft directing traffic. Goes it in the front court from the hands of Thacker. Skips it over to Spalding. Spalding back to Ashcraft. She's got it near the jump circle. Vansel down low. Spalding three. Left side in and out no good. Rebound put back to Pansel's no good. Ball goes to the floor. Jump ball. As Thacker and Norris tie up. Possession arrow in favor of Pendleton. His first will come back in, and Skylar Thacker will check out. So Lady Cats and Blythe, Pendleton, have the ball stolen on the inbounds. Barrett.
Nice look ahead.
Lead to French. She lays it up. Two more were in the book for her. Ashton Barrett was our player of the game the first game of this tournament. Jericho Norris was last night, and the early leader tonight is Bailey French.
She's going to get her name in the book.
It's a three by Brooke Thacker. It's blocked out of bounds. A Fareed.
Nice hands by Fareed there on the shot.
His first inbound. They get it in. Spalding, a little hard, expecting some contact, didn't get it. Barrett with another rebound for the Lady Cats. All of Barrett's rebounds have been on the defensive side of things. So with Norris, her three up and good.
Another good-looking shot by Jericho there. A lot of confidence on this shot tonight.
Ashcraft will walk it to the timeline. Turns on the Jets, goes in, and she was bumped on her way, maybe?
That's on Bailey French, her first.
Second on the team. Pendleton will inbound first. We'll pull the trigger underneath her own basket. She's looking. Gets it in on the other side. The Pansel. They get it around the horn to Spalding. Kicks it back to Burst out on the right wing. Just driving in, lobs it over. Barlow shot. It's short. Guess who's there for the rebound? Barrett for Bath County. Off to the races the other direction. Takes it. Kicks it over to Norris. Third three of the night. Up, no good. As French catches Barlow sleeping. Ball's on the floor. Jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Bath County.
A little scrum on the floor. They're going after. Good hustle by both teams. Jerrica's three looked, it was online, looked good, just a little bit short.
So Norris will look to trigger for Bath County underneath her own basket. She's looking, looking, gets it in to Barrett, the free down low. Tiller's there to clean it up on the miss. She was fouled, but she'll go to the line for some free throws.
Good offensive rebound by Tiller there.
Foul's going to be on Fansel. Her first team first of this quarter. First free throw up, a little long, no good.
Just a bit long.
Maybe she's going to bank it, but a little hard, too.
A little hard.
Second free throw from Tiller on its way, long again. That rebound's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Pendleton ball.
Pendleton.
Barrett couldn't haul it in.
She tried to get a call there. Ashton and we'll get a stop and play.
Got an injury. Fareed's coming out for injury.
I guess when she went on the dove on the floor, the girl rolled into her maybe. I don't know. I was going to say Barrett and Bailey have flipped on the defense here. Barrett's nailed on the point of it. Going to try to get a steal. But she can't reach in. Pick up a foul.
Had the ball knocked away. That was dangerous for Spalding. Got Barrett guarding her. Get it to Ashcraft. She bounces it to Barlow at the foul line. Barlow runs into a wall and Tiller. Lost it, but right into the hands of Ashcraft. She's double-teamed, trapped over here trying to get it through. And as Coach Kelsch got him a timeout called, 4:04 left to go in the half. Atkins leading 24-5. This will be back in 30 seconds right here on WKCA.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Bath County leads.
A little shout out to the Williams boys, Kane and Cole, working as water boys tonight, working hard down on the bench.
I tell you what, they
trying to earn their keep.
Well, I said they have to. Ashcraft three, left side's up. It's long. Norris claims the rebound, throws a lead pass up to French. She catches it, takes it coast to coast, laying it up and in. 26-5.
Good look ahead by Jerrica there with the easy layup.
Ashcraft to Burst. To Spalding, back to Burst. And then Barrett just jumps that pass line, steals away. She comes down behind the back pass. French on the left side lays it in. 28-5. Barrett could have easily took that one herself.
Nice play there.
Very unselfish from the senior. Ashcraft running one-hander, literally running
yes.
One-hander.
She's tried to throw two or three of those up now. They're just desperate to try to get a bucket to fall. You can see maybe the third day is starting to catch up with them.
Barrett
fakes
the handoff, drives all the way in, dumps it down to Tiller. Tiller turns, kicks it out to Norris, now to French. Open three straight away. Good. 31-5. Bath County on top. They throw it to the near side to Barlow. Barlow throws it over to Ashcraft. She drives in. And we're going to have a foul on the floor.
He got, I don't know what he was. Maybe he thought she was going to
I didn't think Reed had got there yet, but
I'm gonna call a foul on Reed.
She gets it.
Reed is back. Tiller set out. Pass back into half court man on the out of bounds play.
He's driving in.
Good strong take.
Ball knocked out of bounds. There'll still be Pendleton ball. So Pendleton will look to pull the trigger from underneath. First to do the honors. Finds Barlow cutting the basket. Slings one up, no good. Reed with the rebound. She comes dribbling down. Coach Schellner gives the ball up to a guard and lost her concentration. Turns it over.
Just wanting her to do a jump stop right there and hand it to a guard when they come across.
First, except for dribble, goes to Ashcraft. Shows the left wing, kicks it to first. First. The fans still now to Barlow. Barlow, little hook shot up, no good. To Barrett. Barrett packs the rim, stops, pops, in and out, no good. Rebound off the Fanstall. She gives it to Barlow. Barlow up the right side. Now top. Has the ball knocked away from behind. French to Barrett. Barrett lays it in for two more. 2:03 left to go. Bath County on top. 33-5 on Pendleton.
Good trap by the Lady Cats right there.
Ashcraft got the floater to go finally.
Got to go that time.
First basket of the second quarter. 1:48 left to go before halftime. Barrett back the other direction, gives it to French. French kicks it to Norris. Corner three's on its way. In and out, no good.
Another good look, just didn't fall down for
her. Rebound off to Ashcraft. She takes it coast to coast. Barrett just knocks it away from her. She comes through the paint. Goes out of bounds. As Gordon will come in, Norris will check out. A couple of substitutions. For Pendleton, you've got Skylar Thacker and Bailey Kelly on the floor. So Bath County with Reed, Gordon, Barrett, and French on the floor. Is getting a shot up on the inside of Thacker. They're going to say she was fouled.
Gordon will pick up her first.
Good officiating crew once again here tonight.
Well, experience up there on the floor. Two out of the three anyway. I'll just leave it at that.
Brooke Cable was here earlier.
Coach Brummagen making his way up this way.
Second free throw up and good. Come over. He's going to sit in front of us. I was going to let him have my seat. Freed. She puts a hook up in the lane. No good. Freed ties the ball up on the rebound as it looks like it's going to be Skylar Thacker, and Reed just tied it up. Possession on favor of Pendleton.
Good take by Reed there. Ball just didn't fall for her. Thought it was a good look.
As Kraft will walk through the timeline, about a minute left to go in the half.
That's just a lazy pass right there by Pendleton. Kraft
goes in the backcourt and gets it. Sees the little crease, takes it in, lays it up and in for two.
Nice take. Went right through the defense.
Pendleton's consistent. 5 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter thus far. French gets a pick up top, kicks it over to Gordon. Now to Barrett in the corner. Barrett drives in, out to Gordon, now over to Reed. Reed let that one go, almost out of bounds, but picks it up. Barrett now with it between the circles. Nice behind the back dribble. Thought she was going to get a shot up, gets it to Freed at the foul line. She comes down lefty, stops.
She walks.
And she turns it over.
Should have went up with it right there.
So Freed will check out, and Natalie Ratliff will check in. So you've got French.
Probably the earliest she's been in the ball game, isn't it?
Yeah. Gordon, Reed, and Ratliff.
I'm sure.
7-8-8, sophomore senior.
I'm sure Kels would like to get the last shot here, not give Bath County another opportunity.
To get it on the inside.
Was that a shot?
Ratliff. gets the rebound. I'm going to call the shot with Thacker.
I'm going to call the shot.
Looks like she just kind of threw it from her hip up in the air. So we've played two quarters of basketball and have reached halftime here. Afghani Lady Cats lead at 33-10 here at halftime as Coach Mike Brumagen has made his way up here. We're going to sit in the back studio for 1 minute. We'll return with Coach Brumagen and more. Davey will work some stats. You're listening to Afghani Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
Welcome back here. We are at halftime. Bath County Lady Cats leading the Lady Cats of Pendleton County, and I'm joined by former Bath County head coach of the Lady Cats, Mike Brumagen. Coach Brumagen, I've known you for a minute or two, and over the years, there's been lots of things. And of course, the joke since the last time you and I were on air talking was the question I asked. You know, the girls wanted to know who their favorite was, and then the grandkids wanted to know who the favorite grandkid was. And
yeah.
So I was talking to Shy before I came up to do the broadcast tonight, and I said, Shy, I said, what should I ask Dad tonight? I said, you know, what kind of question? And she's like, I don't know. And what we come up with, and I'm just really curious. Of course, you coached and had some pretty good basketball teams, and I'm sure you got a little nervous before you coached. Watching your girls play, I know you got a little nervous each time that they would get out on the floor. Do you get as nervous when the grandkids are out there playing?
Pretty much. When the girls played, I really probably didn't enjoy a game. You know, you just play with them and then worry about what they're going to do, what have you. But, you know, it's fun to watch. But the grandkids, they just seem like they have fun. They're learning. I like to see them play hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, Dryden and my son are at the same age, and they get to play. And last year, we were playing in a tournament, and we were playing against Dryden, my son's team. And Shia smiles after the game. She says, Charlotte, she says, Mom, of course, your wife Charlotte goes, is that Todd Waits over there? You've got to beat him. It was cheering against me. I couldn't believe that she would cheer against me.
Yeah, she does that, yeah.
And I thought you was the competitive one, but I found out that it's really her.
It's definitely her. When I told her I was coming up tonight, she said, make sure you tell them that everything was me, that I was the reason born behind you with all your success. And she was to a great extent, but I don't want to tell her that.
Well, you know, she's not listening, so we'll just credit that. But, you know, every good man has a good woman behind him.
Right, definitely.
But, you know, a lot of times we kind of forget that. I mean, my wife lets me come out and do these ball games.
Yeah.
And, you know, just from you watching and coaching, how much has the game kind of changed as far as it goes from when you were coaching to what you're watching out there?
I don't know. The game is a lot more physical now. And, you know, I don't want to disparage referees, but it seems like it gets just more physical every year. What used to be a foul, you know, they're taking all the finesse out of the game, in my opinion. And basketball used to be a finesse sport, and I think now it's more an athletic. Ever who's in the best fit and strongest gets a lot of the action, and it seemed like it, I don't know. My first team was really physical. We played a lot like they're playing out here tonight. We tried to get after you on defense. Put up a good shot when we got it, and, you know, run up and down the floor as much as we could. So, I don't know. I reckon it's just, of course, girls look so much taller now, too. All these kids that have been in this tournament seem like have been big girls. We beat a good Rochester County team the other night. Their coach, of course, been to the, I reckon, won the state tournament.
Yep.
And have been back several times. So,
The girls put three good games together here, or two and a half. I don't want to jinx us and say that, but, you know, they really played defense, and that's the name of the game, the way I look at it. Yeah.
Well, it, you transition. Know, talking with Coach Collier throughout the year, and you know, a couple of things. I mean, he doesn't have, he's not blessed with a deep bench, so
right.
You know, can't get in a lot of foul trouble. But mm-hmm. one of the things he said early on is, I want these girls to be able to play without having to think.
Yeah.
So what he's meaning by that, he's wanting them to
right.
get a steal and lead the early baskets on the other end,
right,
you know,
yeah.
quick baskets.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they have to stop and set up in a half-court offense, they start thinking, and that's when they start
right, yeah.
making mistakes.
Yeah.
He says, I want to be able to play without
yeah.
thinking. Did your teams, were they able to do that, or did
yeah.
you have to grind them out a lot too?
Well, kind of both, but, you know, I had some kids who were all had quite a bit of built-in, a lot of, I'd say, probably all five of them were scorers. Now, you don't have this at this level. You got a couple scorers, you know. Ashton's got to take a lot of shots and get some baskets for them to do good. But I don't know. Like I say, the transition is good because you get before that defense gets set. And Ashton's so good in the open court, as is Bailey. And, of course, Schwarzkoller's come along with her shooting last three games, Norris girls. So, and they get a lot out of the young girls, Kyla and
Josie.
And even
little Gordon, she's getting in there.
Yeah, she's getting to play some. And, you know, I just like the effort that they're putting. You know, we talked to them in the dressing room before halftime, you know. Well, every 50-50 ball is going to be Bath County's, and that's the way they're looking at it, you know.
Well, and, yeah. you know, the old joke has always been, you know, you schedule your schedule when you play these games in thirds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first third is games you could win.
Yeah.
The next third is games it's 50-50.
Yeah.
And then the last third is games you're going to win.
Yeah.
And then that way you're going to have a successful
yeah.
season.
Yeah.
But you never know until the ball rolls out, tips up out there, of what you're going to get each and
right.
every night. I mean,
right.
you're dealing with, you know, 14, well, actually yeah. that's 12, 13,
yeah.
14, 15, 16,
yeah.
17, 18-year-olds out there.
Yeah.
You just don't know what you're going to get. I mean, Ashton Barrett early on had some turnovers, and I don't
mm-hmm.
know that she's turned the ball over that much all season.
No.
Mm-hmm. Just some uncharacteristic things
yeah.
From there.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I look over there and I see all of your family that's came out to support you and everything, and your grandkids and everything, it's got to make you a little bit proud, doesn't
it,
Coach?
Yeah. I'm so proud of them.
So,
proud of them. I hope I can live long enough to see them get in high school where they're really playing, and you know, and see how it works that way. But of course, you never know what it holds. But all of them enjoy it. Of course, got one playing starting over to Montgomery County. She's been starting with the varsity the first few games while the Dillon girl was hurt.
Uh-huh.
So Sophie Fouts, she got a big motor, and man, she really gets in and plays hard. You know, she's after every loose ball and got a lot of deflections and things. And then her little brother, Charlie, and driving over here played hard. And, of course, even the little ones, Andy and Clay, really, they started in the little league, and it's sight to watch them play.
I'm sure you remember when your girls were that age of playing.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
In a blink of an eye, they're sitting over there, and you're talking about their kids.
Yeah. Yeah, Brandy was, she'd always go to games with me. We'd had a couple of managers would take care of it. Of course, she was the house with Charlotte, but Brandy's big enough to ride the bus. So she'd always go.
Maybe that's why she had such a basketball mind. And then Shy kind of got it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Ashley got it.
They all grew up with it. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Coach, we better get back to action.
Appreciate
here.
It.
Thanks for coming up talking with us.
I enjoy it. I appreciate what you all do for the Wildcats.
Oh, so glad to be here. So that was Coach Mike Brummagen, Bath County Lady Cats coach. They're getting ready to start basketball. I talk too much, Davey. I am so sorry that we talk basketball. We'll go stats here in a little bit.
These stats are
Bath County with 33 points and Pendleton with 10. Bath County's playing well. That's the stats.
That's your stats right there. Pendleton County stats are kind of poo-poo.
As Barrett gets the ball, takes it, lays it up, no good. Rebound comes off. And Barrett saves it in, right in the hands of Norris out there on the wing. She goes up the floating lane, no good. Rebound comes off, three put back, no good. She fights for it. Spalding comes out of there with it. And Tiller comes and forces a turnover as Pendleton County turns it over on steps. French, our leading scorer.
Yes, I have, she was 12, 15 points in the first half.
As Barrett gets an inbound, her down low. She'll go to the line for two. They say she was fouled in the block.
First and second.
Got a lane violation.
So that goes down as a miss for Ashton.
Second free throw up and good.
Bath in a 1-3-1 three-quarter court trap.
Norris with a steal. Spins into the paint. A little deep under the basket. Gets her own rebound. Somehow gets that one to go up completely underneath the basket. Makes it.
Good hustle by Jerrica there.
And then Ashcraft turns it over.
Feet.
French will inbound. Goes in the backcourt to Barrett. Barrett dribbles to the left side, now gets a pick up top. Second pick, stops, pops, elbow, no good. Rebound comes off to Barlow. Nobody picks her up. She just dribbles into front court to Ashcraft on this left wing. To the left corner, she throws it to Burst. Burst loses it out of bounds, turns it over to Bath County.
14 turnovers for Pendleton. They took good care of the ball in the first half till late, and then they just missed a lot of shots. They shot 14% from the field overall, 0 for 8 from three-point line for Pendleton.
Shot selection was not good.
No, it was not good. They took a lot of bad shots. They forced some shots, just trying to put some points on the board.
It's French. Bounces it to Norris at the elbow. Barrett goes back door, gets it, misses the shot, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line for two. So Barrett will be at the line here.
He has it as her second. I just had it as your first, but we'll go with what he said. She misses the first.
So Taylor will go back, and French will come in to rebound along with Fareed. Barrett free throw up. That one's good. 37-10, Bath County lead, 6:41 left to go in the third quarter. So throw it over to the far side to Barlow to get it in the front court. Shot up, no good there by Fanstall.
Tiller pick up her section.
That was on Tiller. As Davey called. It's almost like you're watching this game sometimes, Davey.
I try to. I got the point. I tried to keep up with fouls because
nobody else is.
Well, every once in a while, you know, when you're on the bench, when you're on somebody's staff, and then you get caught by surprise when somebody has four and you don't know it. They pick up their fifth, and you look over and like, what?
Fanstall makes 1-2. Makes it a 37-11 ball game. 6:29 left to go in the third. Bath kind of keeps adding to this lead. Davey, at what point does Coach Collier start looking to his bench and subbing in?
I think, you know, he needs to start. I mean, he doesn't have to sub in, you know, five for five, but he needs to start maybe putting in a younger kid here and there.
Nice look as they dumped it down to Tiller. Tiller fouled on her shot attempt. She'll go to the line for two.
Good strong move there. And get some free throws to drop.
Free throw in and out, no good.
That did everything but go in.
At the front of the rim, the back of the rim, the backboard, and back on again.
It touched everything.
If it was a cereal, it would have been a Wheaties. That one's long off the back of the iron. Fareed.
Good, strong rebound by Fareed.
Just goes driving in, shot up, no good. Rebound's tipped around. Finally cleared out of there. Fareed's going to commit the foul. She just kind of ran into.
That's her second. Good hustle by Kyra there.
It's Ashcraft. Gets the ball inbounded to her. She dribbles all the way in the front court. Gets a little crease. Goes up the scoop shot. She's bumped by Barrett.
Ashcraft has been trying to go hard to the basket all night.
the little reception they had for Coach Brummagen before the game. I had the opportunity to talk to Coach Pete Scott for a little bit. Pete Scott basically was talking about what just happened to Ashton right there, getting the player on your hip and realizing and kind of taking it.
And taking it to the basket strong.
Exactly what Ashcraft had done. And he says, when you've got a player like that, you've got an opportunity. When you've got them on their hip and you know they're right there, if you stop, they're going to foul you. So, you know, just go with it. He said, if you go up for the shot, they're probably going to foul you anyway. He said, one way or another, you're going to get fouled.
Yes, for sure. It's a good, strong take. She's been, again, she's one of their leading scorers. She's just trying to do what she can to lead her team, try to get back in this. I think now you're just the point is, you know, how much is Bath going to win by? I think it's a good opportunity to teach these younger kids and get them in there and get them some playing time because you may need them later on down the season.
Absolutely. I think Bailey realized that it was a shooting foul. I think she thought they were going to inbound for a second. She was standing right there with her ass crap, kind of patted her on the shoulder, said, I'm sorry.
Maybe she's going to try to guard her while she's shooting a free throw.
Yep, she's kind of look at her chuckling after she still kind of thinks
she's still got a smile on her face.
The young lady's got a smile on her face about the whole game anyway.
Yes, she does.
Just a student of the game. Ashcraft made both free throws. Looked good on them both.
Yes, she did. There she had a good-looking shot. She has slung a couple of them up there out of control. She just, Pendleton's changed their defense to 1-2-2 half court.
Ashcraft only a sophomore, so you have to think she's going to get stronger and better. Norris drives in. She puts up a running one-hander, no good. Tiller gets a rebound out to Norris, up to Barrett, over to French. Three left wings up. It's short. Rebound comes off. Saved by Verst. She gets it to Ashcraft.
Jericho got away with maybe a little bump there.
To Barlow. Over to Ashcraft. Deep three, right side is up. It's short. Rebound comes off to Barlow. She gets it to Ashcraft. But we always talk about, you know, players that just look like a basketball player. And, you know, Ashcraft is one of those when you see her. You kind of, yes. She's got that look.
She does.
She's a basketball player.
She's got a good-looking shot, good rotation, good follow-through. She's just a sophomore. She's got a lot of time to grow and get better.
To get the ball inbounded, Barlow over to Spalding. Spalding comes driving along the baseline, shot up, no good. Vanstoel rebound, put back, no good. They fight for the rebound, ball goes to the floor. Ashcraft in the middle of Norris and Spalding. Possession in favor of Pendleton
County.
So first we'll look to inbound underneath their own basket. Gets it over to Fanstall. They try to feed it inside to Barlow. Just
right to Ashton.
Lady Cats. Ashton gets a steal. He lead it up to French. She misses the layup.
His second foul off. Ashton.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and put this one out there. Her fouls tonight, she's gotten her money's worth.
Yes, she has.
It's not those ticky-tack ones that she's usually hit with. She's got her money's worth.
I think she only has two, so.
To get it to Barlow. Goes it to the foul line. Basketball defense collapsed on Thacker. Thacker gets through it, lays it up and in. 37-15.
Tiller gambled for the steal and didn't get it. Left an open alley for who was Thacker for the easy layup.
They skip it over to French on the left side. She comes in to Barrett. Three, top of key. It's off to the right. He found Carroll's out of bounds. I don't know why Tiller didn't try to go after that. She's kind of put her hands up to let it go out.
Good look from Ashton at the top of the key there, but just couldn't get it to fall.
Tiller will check out. Reed will replace her. The burst at half court for Pendleton. Picks up a dribble, needs some help. Gets it over to Barlow. Down low to throw to Spalding, ends up Backer's hand. She puts a wild shot up, misses it. Spalding's there for the rebound and putback. Cuts the lead to 20. 4 minutes left to go in the third. 37-17.
Pendleton's picked up their intensity just a little bit, especially on the offensive end. Bath has taken a couple shots, hasn't fallen.
Reed skips it back over here to French. French has it top of the key. The Norris at the foul line. Norris bumped by Spalding. Bumped hard. Norris hits the deck. Spalding whistle for the personal. I have that as her first.
Yes, that's what I have as well.
Her first team four.
And And so does our...
So does Robert Pruitt.
Our PA man, Robert Pruitt. Give a hand to him and Bear. The 12 games of Christmas this week, they've got them in. I don't know if they'll both be doing the boys next week. It'll be another 12 games of Christmas.
We hope. Shot up on the baseline for Reed, no good. Barrett with a rebound. They're going to say she was fouled on the floor.
We're going to call that on the floor.
It's going to be on Spalding for number two. This Musk will come in. Spalding will check out.
He said on the floor, and now they're going to... On the floor. Yep, fifth. On the floor.
Fifth foul.
Nope, team's fifth. Fifth. It's two, yeah. No matter what. So we're shooting them anyway. The old double bonus at five. Still hard to get used to.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've talked to a couple of coaches this week, and they've said the same thing. Free throw up and good. 38-17. 3:29 left to go here, third quarter. Bath County on top, Pendleton. Barrett for Bath County hands another free throw, 39-17. Ashcraft in front court to Barlow. Barlow throws it to Thacker. Thacker turns and throws it to Reed.
Throws it right to Reed. Down.
And then Barlow comes in, steals it from her over to Burst on this left wing. The corner to Barlow. She skips it up to Ashcraft. She goes with a nice
take and nice pass.
Mm. Missing it on the inside, though, was Thacker. Out to Barlow to Burst. Out to Ashcraft. Deep three straight away is up. It's short. Into the hands of Norris on the rebound. Norris tries to lead it up to French. Stolen away by Burst. Burst to Ashcraft. She goes in the lane. Runs right into Barrett. Turns it over.
Charge and foul.
On the charge foul.
Charge and foul on your two. First second. Team
Bitt. Two on Ashcraft.
Tiller and Gordon back in the game.
You know, my son pointed something out, so I've really been watching it. The other night when he was watching that game with us, he said, why is it the girls, when they shoot a three, is flat? Didn't have a lot of arc on it. And most of these don't. They're more of a flatter shot than what you see in the boys' games.
Strength-wise, probably still some bad habits from shooting threes when they're younger because they're not as strong as the boys.
As I said, that Gordon now, shoots that, rainbow.
Now, Gordon put the rainbow up there. Ashton picked up her third foul. Just as soon as you talk about flat shots and she puts one away.
But, you know, so I've been noticing
quickly in, quickly out for her as well, I should say.
You know, and that's what's difficult when you come from playing in the middle school and getting some varsity minutes in high school where you were the, you know, one or two option, right, and trying to rein that back. Now, she made that shot, would she have gotten pulled? Would he have left her out there? You know, so, I mean, it's...
He'd have left her out there, but she still would have heard about it from Coach Collier. But
I mean, she's still out there.
We're shooting, too, so she'll have to come up. Jerick is at the table to...
First free throw up from Ashcraft is good.
Ashton still trying to tie her shoe.
She's got the longest laces I've ever seen.
Well, Gordon is going to stay. He changed his mind, so he brought Ashton out because she has three fouls.
Gordon's hiding in the corner down here. Pendleton doesn't realize it.
A fan just did. Pointed it out. Again, Pendleton has a little life in them. They've cut it to 20. You know, it looked like Bath was going to try to get to a running clock.
Gordon loads it in to Tiller on the inside. There's some space. A little hook up, no good. Barlow with the rebound. Barlow's first instinct when she gets a rebound is to dribble towards the out of bounds.
Yeah.
First three, left side is up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes off. Tiller just basically takes away from Ashcraft flying in there. Jump ball, possession their own favor of Bath County. Tiller just stronger.
Tiller being strong right there, just ripping it away from her.
You reckon those two met up last year between Eskel and Pendleton?
I'm sure.
They throw it to Gordon. She nearly lost it out of bounds. Throws it over to French on this right wing. Bailey sees a little crease. Over to Reed. Quick three. Left side's up. No good. Rebound on the inside from French. Her putback is good, though.
Bailey having herself a nice ball game tonight.
Barlow between the circles. Now they give it to Ashcraft. Skips it over to this left corner. Diverse. Back to Ashcraft, outbound that right side. She looks back to her cut from Barlow. Down low, lays it in for two.
She snuck behind the zone defense there. Somebody's coming out. Free comes to the table. Collier's not happy about that.
French.
Collier's always trying to teach.
The foul line. Dumps it down low to Tiller. Tiller going to work double team. Kicks it out.
That's
over between Reed and Norris out of bounds. As Gordon will check out, Reed will replace her.
Place just getting a little bit sloppy right now for Bath County. They've gotten a little comfortable with this 20-point lead. Gotten out of rhythm. Coach Collier's not going to be happy with that execution.
Ashcraft dribbles in the front court, throws it down low. Pass a little strong for Musk, goes out of bounds.
It's a good look by Ashcraft. Just might have been just a little bit high for who was that, Musk. Underneath. Yeah, just a tad bit high for
us. French will walk it to the timeline.
Again, Pendleton still in that 1-2-2.
Coach Kelch calling for his player to come up and guard at half court, and she never did. Ash comes up, gets free. Free goes driving in, trying to force it to Tiller. Pinballs around. Ashcraft gets a steal. She comes, stops, pops, free throw. Good. 31 seconds left to go in the quarter.
Nice looking pull-up jumper by Ashcraft.
Yeah, Pendleton under 20 mark now at 18. 41-23. For Reed at the foul line. She turns. Has it taken away.
Another turnover.
Reed comes back. She ties it up. Jump ball. This one's in favor of Pendleton.
Reed's holding her head. She hit the floor or what, but.
Pendleton player kind of fell on her, too.
Yeah. It's the little things now that Coach Collier's wanting to work on and not continue to make the same mistakes. This is where you want to clean all that stuff up so it doesn't carry over to the next ball game or later on down in the season.
Ashcraft picked up her dribble, double team. But Norris kind of bumped her, but got away with it. Heave at the buzzer, no good from the hook on Thacker down low as we play three quarters of basketball here in Owingsville. It's Bath County 41, Pendleton 23. Back with the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last, like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Getting ready to start this fourth and final quarter here in Owingsville in the Mike Brummagen Lady Cats Legend Tournament. That's Kenny Pendleton County.
Pendleton cut it under 20 at the end of the third there. They scored 13 points that quarter?
Yep. They sure did. They had 10 at the half. Freed inside, puts a shot up, no good, hits the deck. Pendleton comes out with the rebound. Stacker finds Ashcraft. Ashcraft comes all the way down, jumps over to the other side. Freed races back. Norris comes up with it. Going to be fouled by Thacker.
And pretty much
right now, you know, I've got a 40% chance of getting names right, but just saying Thacker is what's on the floor.
Tell you what, that Ashcraft, she sees the floor really well. She makes some good passes. The Pendleton players better be ready. If not, they're going to catch one off the noggin.
Pendleton gets it to Thacker. Back to Verst. She throws it over to Ashcraft. She's got it out on the right wing. Got French guarding her step for step. Picks up the dribble, needs some help. Goes to Dacher's foul line.
Double dribbles. She did. She knows she did.
Schuyler turns it over.
That would be Pendleton's 20th turnover.
So Schuyler Thacker will check out and Spalding will return.
My unofficial records, as always. Just putting that out there. My unofficial official records.
Barrett to French to the right corner to Norris. Norris takes a little crease, dumps
nice
it down
job.
To Freed. Couldn't make it, gets her own board, comes dribbling out with it. To Norris, out to Barrett, out on that left wing, to French in that left corner. French comes in to Tiller. Her hook in the lanes up, banks it home, using the glass like you should.
That board is always your friend, even when you're kind of in trouble there. She kind of just slung it up, but she used the backboard to get it to go.
To get it to Spalding at the foul line. She works to get around. She's fouled. It's either Farid or Tiller. So the tumble hits
slow,
back hard.
Slow to get up.
Spalding
either one to be their third.
Spalding goes to the line for two.
Tiller. 33.
I'm going to get these Lady Cats some bow biters. My brother had those when he was a kid. They seem to keep your ties on your shoelaces together. Freed's going to check out. Josie Reed will replace her in the lineup.
Maybe go Velcro. Don't see many Velcro anymore, do you?
No. Spalding's second free throw rolls in. 43-24, 6:42 left to go in the game. Barrett has the ball knocked away by Ashcraft. Goes to the backcourt and gets it.
They've picked up their defense intensity.
It's French. Shoots over to Reed. Dumps it into Tiller. Tiller kicks it out to Barrett on the right wing. Barrett looks. Gets it over to Reed on the left side. Up top to French. French gets into the paint. Takes it all in. Fouled. As her player went for a steal at the top, French, realizing that, used it to her advantage and got around her. Got all the way into the rim. So call the foul on Fancil.
Fancil's up for fourth. Bailey with a chance to add to her point totals.
So French free throw on its way.
Short.
It's short. Maybe a bit of tired legs there.
Tired legs, you know. Tired legs. We'll be in the fourth quarter of game three of the week, so.
In 3 days.
Yep.
French, second free throw. That one's good. Back to a 20-point lead. 6:17 left to go in the ballgame. Spalding to the right side, the Thacker. That's Brooke. Gets it back to Spalding. Spalding to the corner, double team. Lots of trouble. Needs help. Finds Ashcraft. Diverse three. The left wing is up. It's good. Good when it left her hands.
Yes, it did. That is their first three-pointer of the night. Again, it's giving them a little confidence. They've cut the lead to 17. You can't give teams like this, you know, any kind of hope or life. I mean, 17 is still a good margin, but don't put teams like this away when you get a chance.
Barrett gets a pick up top over to the corner to French. French angles in over to Barrett. Three, right wing is up for the answer. No good. It's short. Rebound comes off to Thacker, who finds Ashcraft. She comes up the left side. Stops, pops just inside the arc, and they're going to say French got her on the arm.
Yep. Bailey's second by my book.
Correct. As hard as she goes on the defense, that's one thing that she doesn't pick up is a lot of fouls. Now, I probably called her out. She's going to, as we always say, Tyler Brown it. That poor fellow would get three fouls before they get the whistle.
He wouldn't get off the bench in time to get three. But he sure did play hard.
Ashcraft. Makes one of two, 44-28, 5:25 left to go. Back coming on top.
Five of six from the line. They've cut it to 16 now. They feel like they have a little hope. Of course, Kelch is just trying to, he's also just trying to get a little confidence out of his team, get some momentum going into the next game.
It's fine for Reed.
Good look.
Gets it in.
Nice pass from Jerrica there.
Ashcraft directed traffic. She comes across the timeline with it.
Bath back in their half-court man-to-man now.
To get it to the wing. Spalding cuts, working against Fareed. Shot up, no good. Partially deflected there by Fareed. She gets the board, gives it up to Barrett. She comes racing the other direction. Gets it into the paint. Little running shot up, no good. Spalding with the rebound, but Barrett just knocks it away from her. Corner three is up from Barrett. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Barlow, and she's fouled by Norris.
That'd be her third.
I concur. Barlow.
And I also agree.
Bath County's committed three fouls in this quarter, still 4:40 left to go in the game.
Pendleton hoping that they can get back in this game by shooting free throws.
Ashcraft walks it across the timeline. Dribbles over to the right wing, hands it off to Verst. Verst comes up to the top, picked up her dribble. Bouncing Spalding. Got Reed guarding Barlow down low. Barlow was trying to post her up, but they couldn't get it to her. Spalding curls to the basket, shot up, no good. Barrett with a rebound. Barrett, they pass up to French. Goes to French's hands out of bounds. Turns it over to Pendleton.
Nice catch by Cole Williams there. Unfortunately, he's not playing tonight.
Ashcraft walks it up. You would think that Pendleton has a lead as slow as they're coming up to get it to half court. Dribbles all the way to the right corner. They come up, try to trap. To Spalding down low. Nice look. Missing the shot down low.
Missed it. Easy. Easy, easy layup.
Barrett pushing back the other direction. Stops, pops, 8 foot, no good. Rebound comes off to Ashcraft. She comes back the other direction for the Lady Cats in blacks. She gets around her defender, lays it up lefty.
Real nice take there by Ashcraft.
3:35 left to go with a 16-point Bath County lead.
And she finished with the left hand there as well. They pulled the defense out just a little bit higher on Barrett there. Then they back up on everybody else.
Reed up top. Gets it over to Barrett on the left wing. Pick, switch. Norris, three is up, in and out, no good. Fancel with the rebound. She goes to throw it. French is there and almost tipped it in. Gets the board. Puts it up, no good. Rebound comes off to Fancel, who finds Ashcraft. She will come into front court. Got Reed on her hip. Drives all the way in. Kicks it over to first. Three, left wing is up. It's off front of the iron, no good for Reed. Brings up ball down low. Tied up by Barlow. Possession in favor of Pendleton. Fancel will check out. Going to be replaced by Skylar Thacker.
Another chance for Pendleton to three. They cut this to a 13-point ball game. Just when you thought maybe they were out of it, a good out-of-bounds play there.
They get it in. Spalding misses it. Gets her on board and one. She got the basket to stick.
She just outworked the Lady Cats right there. I hate to say it, but
Spalding only a freshman.
Fourth foul on Jerrica.
That's how the score stands right now. 2:49 left to go. Spalding makes it 46-33.
I don't know. You know, I don't know that Coach Kels thought he could win this ball game. He just wanted to see his girls fight, and that's what they're doing. That's all you can ask your kids to give. To just give an effort. Our kids just kind of, I think, relaxed a little bit with that lead. And that's just part of the inexperience, you know, of some of the kids on the floor, not all of them.
Barrett now has it out on the right wing. French in the corner. That's who they're calling to get it.
Short.
Misses the three. Rebound off to Spalding of Pendleton. She comes racing in the front court. Nobody stopped ball. Kicks over to Burst. Could she get another three? It's up in and out. No good. Rebound caroms off. French comes up with it. Runs out of real estate. But it throws it right into Ashcraft. She gets a steal. Gives it over to Verst. Verst curls all the way across to Barlow. Goes to Ashcraft. Open three. Left side is up. It's long, but Barlow's there for the rebound and put back. 46-35. They cut the lead to 11. 1:51 left to go here in this ball game. As Bath County and Pendleton here in this Mike Brummagen, Lady Cats Legend Tournament here in Owensville, Kentucky.
I just heard Coach Kelston, that's how you fight, girls. And that's what he's wanting. And now Collier's got to get the same thing out of his bunch. You take this game right here, and this is where you teach your kids, you know, about how to play and what
what kind of effort you want out of them for the rest of the season and what basketball is about. You know, Coach Collier's trying to, he's telling his bunch right now, he said, you know, they're just outplaying you. We need to get back to where we were at earlier in this ball game and be the aggressor, more aggressive than Pendleton.
Absolutely. Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during the New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now, Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including the Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end Value Bonanza savings. Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offers end December 31st. 151 left to go here in the ball game. 46-35, Bath County leading Pendleton County in this girls' matchup here in this Mike Brumgen Lady Cats Legend Tournament.
We think that Pendleton's going to go man. Spalding's going to draw the assignment of guarding Barrett, which
gives her a little length.
Collier's wanting to run some clock.
Three. Goes a pass down low. They're going to say Bath County ball, say it was deflected off a Pendleton player. Two officials.
Two says Pendleton, one says
Bath.
This should be interesting. It will stay with Bath.
Overturned.
I thought that Ashcraft got a hand on it. I really did. And I think Coach
Kelch. I'd be surprised if he didn't, as quick as their hands are.
I think Coach Kelch knows it as well, because he's not really arguing the call.
Well, he's already got a warning, so he might be afraid to get teed up, too.
Call a foul on Spalding, her third.
I thought she did really good. Must have put two hands on her, and
she had good defense there. It was close to a five count, too, as well, which is what Coach Kelch wanted, and he's still questioning that.
In the backcourt, they get it to Barrett. 1:25 left to go. Spalding trying to stay in front of Barrett. That's a tough task. Comes down. Barrett throws a shot up. She was fouled.
1:23, push it off.
They're all called on Spalding for her fourth.
For four,
so Barrett will be at the line for two. 11-point Bath County lead. Chance to stretch it, and does. Makes it 12. 47-35. Davey, we talk about scoring with clock stopped and not having long pauses in scoring. Almost 4 minutes off the clock between Bath County baskets.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You can't have that.
5-11 to 120.
No matter who you're playing, we have a bad habit of doing that.
Barrett goes 1-2 in the trip. Spalding got the rebound. They get it down. First in trouble. Got a 30-second timeout called by Pendleton. 108 left to go in the contest. 47-35. Bath County lead is at 12. Pendleton basketball when we return from this timeout in 30 seconds right here on WKCA.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Bath County lead is at 12. 68 seconds left to go in the game. Bath County to go undefeated in the Lady Cat Legends Classic, but they can hold on to this one. But Pendleton not going away easy.
I think South Laura went undefeated as well, didn't they? And they're on their side of the bracket.
And they're young. Mm-hmm. One junior.
And they
play a ton of freshmen. One sophomore.
They've always had a good girls program down there.
Johnson Central, another team with some talented youth coming up as well. Official stops play and talks about the.
Get a little handsy down on the block with the.
They didn't even inbound it. They didn't give the ball to the inbounder yet, and they're still fighting for position. First gets it in to Barlow. Barlow throws it over here to Ashcraft. Gets a little angle around Barrett. goes up the shot. No foul called, but down low, Spalding gets it. She goes up, and there's a foul. So Spalding goes to the line with a chance to score with clock stop. Foul's going to be on Bath County's Josie Reed. Her second.
Good, strong rebound by Spalding there. This last minute, 1 second, should be interesting.
Spalding's free throw in and out, no good.
Got a feeling that Pendleton's going to pick up a little bit more full court this possession.
Second free throw up and good. 47-36.
Bass is looking to run clock, and then
Norris
chucks
three.
A three and makes it.
50-36.
No, yes.
Ashcraft flipped it out on the left wing. Picked up a dribble, needs some help. Tries to throw it down low, and it's stolen away by Norris. Norris finds French. French laying it up the other side. 52-36. 32 seconds left to go. Ashcraft pushing back the other direction, gets into the paint.
Barrett's going to pick up her fourth.
Foul's going to be on Bath County, and it is on Barrett. So that puts Ashcraft at the line.
Hey, Brad, can we listen to the announcer make noises?
First free throw up and no good. Ashcraft.
She's not missed many free throws tonight.
Second one on its way, and that one's good. 26 seconds. 52-37. Bath County with the lead in the basketball. Barrett drives all the way in, dumps
nice
it
look.
Over. Reed and gets it in. 54-37, 16 seconds. Ashcraft back the other direction. Lost the handle right in the hands of Reed. Reed over to French. French backs it out, trying to use clock. Bounces over to Norris. Norris up top to French. Time will run out in this one. The Bath County Lady Cats will knock off the Pendleton County Lady Cats. Final score, Bath County 54, Pendleton 37. Bath County Lady Cats improved to 8-2 on the season. With the loss, Pendleton slips to 4-9. As we will use this opportunity to go back to studio, hear a word from some sponsors. Davey will work on getting some final stats together as we await the arrival of Coach Mark Collier. We'll also have your Player of the Game awards and more when we return right here on WKCA. Once again, that final score, Bath County 54, Pendleton 37. Return courtside in a couple of minutes.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Final score from the Mike Brummage and Lady Cats Legend Tournament this evening. Bath County Lady Cats 54, Pendleton County Lady Cats 37. As Pendleton really made it a game there, as it was a 20-point Bath County lead at the start of the third quarter. Pendleton had cut it as low as, what was it, 11? At one point?
I think so, yes. They got they cut it down to 11.
46-35 with a minute. 51 left to go, but Bath County won a little flurry there. Got a free throw and a three-point basket from Jerrica Norris to kind of get things back going the other direction. But Lady Cats prevail in this one. Get the win, 54-37, improved to 8-2 on this early season. In this tournament, they had some good win, had a good win, actually three good wins, picking up that win over Rockcastle.
That was a really good win.
But Coach Collier looks like he's making his way over here. Had to stop and see Dad and tell him hello. Big Mark comes out and supports his son about every game.
Probably get $20 from him.
Think that's what the handshake was?
Just a FYI for everybody on the radio, Mark Collier Jr., the second, never has his wallet with him when it's time to pay.
That's true.
You want to know why I got off coaching staff? I couldn't afford it anymore. I could not afford to support this man on the road anymore. That's the reason I got out of coaching. Well, that's the reason I guarantee you got $20 from his dad right there when he come across.
As Coach Collier drying off as he gets his headsets on. Coach, good win tonight.
Every win's a good win. Hats off to Pendleton. They didn't quit. They could have slowed over, but they didn't. But I didn't expect the Patrick Kelch team to quit because he's a really good coach, and you know they're. And as long as they play hard, he's going to do good things with that.
Absolutely. You wasn't out there when I went to the. Seeing Coach Scott made me think of this. Went up there and was at the reception for Coach Brummage for tonight's game, and Pete Scott was roughing me up pretty bad out there. He was throwing me elbows and telling me this is how you need to get through a lane and how you get through a double team. What an asset to have somebody like that and Coach Hiller both on your staff.
Coach Pete got me a lane violation tonight. I'm not very happy with him.
Well,
and our message coming out of the locker room was to mentally focus, and then a coach does that. So,
well. He might have had an extra cookie and just kind of lost his focus. The sugar was going down. I thought the girls played well tonight. They had to fight through some personal adversity of themselves.
Yeah, we played well in spurts. I mean, it is what it is. Like, you know, the first quarter, we got up, then we had that lull. And I was like, guys, it's Round County all over again. Then we come out, we put it on them. Then come out to halftime, what we do, miss two straight layups and one-on-one, you know, or one hit one free throw, miss the other. I'm like, you know, to take the next step, you can't do that. And especially at teams like Pendleton County, which aren't going to quit. You know, somebody asked me, I just can't remember, I don't walk out of the locker room. So Beth Williams, if you're listening, Beth asked me, so I got a question for you. If you're up 50-something to 30-something, why do you still have to yell? I said, because every moment is a teaching moment. You know, this isn't any other sport like soccer, softball. You know, there's different ways the games are played, football. I have to use these as practice times to get ready for our postseason. And we have to teach every single moment. And tonight, it didn't matter who it was. If you were the senior, if you were an eighth grader, seventh grader, you got yours. And it's not that I'm mad at them. It's just that we can't keep doing the same mistakes over and over. And when I literally tell you one thing the day before and you come back and do it the next day, I have an issue with that. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest problem I have. And I just, you know, and that you can say 3 games in 3 days. Yeah, but so did Pendleton. You know what I mean? If we do what we're supposed to do, we take care of the basketball, no unforced turnovers, take good shots, rebound, we're good. When we start doing our own thing and start getting away from what we're taught, then there's the problem. And it shows when we go off course. So I let them try to figure it out there for a little bit. I just sat down there and was quiet for a little portion. And I told them, one time, if you guys want to play your game, go ahead. We'll see how it goes. And it's not that I'm mad at them, but sometimes, you know, they got to take ownership and accountability of what they're doing. Now, am I mad that we won? No, absolutely not. That's 3 games in 3 days. We're going into Christmas break, 8-3, best start of my tenure. I don't know if sure about overall of Bath County, but it has to be one of the best. So that these young ladies have accomplished that, and I'm very proud of them. We we've had different players over these 3 days step up and shine at different moments. So there's growth among us. But if we put that effort forth, like we played against Rockcastle, like against Russell, we're going to be just fine. But the thing is, you can't play to your competition. There's a level, like I mentioned before on the postgame show, there's a standard we set in practice. You play to that standard. Nothing more, nothing less. Because it's all out, no matter who you're playing. And then you let the chips fall where they may. But end of the day, third game, 3 days, 54-37 win, I'm going to take that. And these girls are enjoying it. I think they got frustration out on me because there were tons of water bottles in the locker room. One got poured on my head. I think it was a ha-ha, hee-hee, take that, coach. But I loved it. And we got great young ladies. This team is a very special team. You know, and we're just very shorthanded right now. We got injuries. We had a scratch before the game started, you know, of one of our starters. So, you know, you just never know what's going to pop up, but it has to be next man up.
And I thought they rolled the punch as well tonight.
Yeah, they did. And am I hard on them sometimes? Yes. But am I going to apologize for it? No. Because at the end of the day, the standard's a standard. It takes what it gets. Whatever it takes to win a district championship is not going to lower itself because we don't want to reach it. We have to rise to that standard. And this team is capable of that this year. But, you know, we've had a really good pre-Christmas season. Now we'll get ready for the post-Christmas season, and then we'll get ready for that postseason run. But I'm really excited. 2 days off. We head to Panama City on the 27th. Not sure who we play down there. It may be some really good teams, may not. But at the end of the day, we're going to have some team bonding. We're going to be on the beach. We're going to eat some good seafood, hopefully. So it's going to be a good trip, and these young ladies deserve it.
Hopefully you have the good weather for it and all that. I didn't know if Davey was paying you or if that was to give to Mark for what he paid you.
My dad, he always said he didn't got no money, man. And Coach Moore's had to get me numerous times. Coach Reffitt, when Coach Moore left, it was Coach Reffitt. And it'll be Coach Tiller this year probably because we've had a lot of home games, you know, and the EKC helped us out with that.
What do you think? Coach Scott won't have any money on him either?
Coach Scott don't hit there. He don't like the big yellow bird. But, you know, but anyway, all the way from our seniors down to our seventh graders. I mean, this team, they genuinely like each other, and they are a joy to coach. You don't come into practice like, oh, gosh, another day. Like, you actually look forward to it. And I told them it's a journey. It's a grind that you find out who you are in the process.
You got a team of sponges out there. I mean, literally.
Yeah, they are.
They soak it up, and they like their gym time.
And they're all
coachable.
Yes. Great. Like, there's no attitudes with that. It's, yes, sir. I'm sorry, coach. My bad. You know, and it's almost to a fault where I'm sorry. Like, oh, I'm tired of sorries. Let's just do it. But they're all so respectful. So if any parents are listening, shout out to you for raising such great young ladies. I mean, they're a joy to be around. And the biggest compliment that I gave this team was that I allow my two girls to go into the locker room after a win or a loss because I know our young ladies on my team and this team are going to do the right things, and I don't have to worry about who's going to say what, who's going to be saying this and that. I trust them that much that I let my daughters go in, win or lose. And that's the biggest compliment that I can give to these young ladies.
Oh, absolutely. That's huge right there. And, Coach, I won't be going to Panama. Davey's not going to Panama. But you got to make sure that we know what's going on. We got to stick around and do the boys. We did the girls.
I understand.
I thought, and I want to give a shout-out to your fans. They showed up.
Yes.
Christmas break,
yeah.
You had cheerleaders here all but tonight.
Yeah.
You had the band was here.
I didn't even know we had a band.
Yeah.
Because we had an EKC champion. Mm-hmm.
But they showed up. Your student section, even though it was kind of thin with it being Christmas break, they showed up some. And just the support for this whole tournament.
Fans have been great, and to come out on no school days, to have the support we have, I thank you guys so much because these young ladies feed off that. When it's a dead gym, when it's a quiet gym, it's hard to play. But when you have your home court advantage, it pulls us through so much, and I really thank them. Thank you to Coach Brummage and his family for allowing us to put this tournament on in his honor. Great man. He gave the pregame speech tonight along with
He came up at halftime. Didn't even let Davey do stats. He came up and talked the whole halftime. He pulled a Collier.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Went through the whole half.
And, you know, and this, we've already experienced a lot of highs this year. We've already experienced a little lows, really lows. But the same thing I told you girls, the sun comes up the next day, doesn't it? It's another chance to get better. And as long as we're there at the end with the chance is all you can ask. So thank you guys for your coverage. appreciate it that you all missed us for Calipari and Payne. Y'all knew UK was going to win anyway. But you know,
being a Louisville fan, and I even knew the outcome was going to be on that.
Well, thank you guys so much. And, again, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for coming out and supporting these girls. They really, really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas. You. Merry Christmas. As Davey's going to get the headsets back, he's going to go through some final stats. You know, the one thing, and I know he's listening because I can see him across the gym, C.J. Reed's acting like he's taking all this for raising such a good player, Josie Reed. But we know it was Lynn. Lynn did it all.
He had nothing to do with it. Look at him. He had nothing to do with it.
Now he's acting like his phone ain't working.
It's all Lynn raising that child.
Lynn teaching her how to be good.
Teaching her how to be a good ball player and a good person.
Absolutely. So. I'm sure Josie would agree with us.
All right, quickly on stats. Pendleton County was 12 of 52 overall, 23%, 1 of 14 from 3 for 7%. And they come in shooting the three ball really well, but they struggled tonight, probably their legs a little bit. And they were 12 of 18 from the free throw line, 67%. And they were led by, in scoring, usually, by, as usual, I would assume, Ashcraft was 16 and Spalding with 10. Your Bath County Lady Cats, 20 of 37 overall, 54%. Good night from overall from the field, but they were only 4 of 18 from 3 for 22%. 10 of 18 from the free throw line, 55%. Again, factoring in three games in 3 days, your legs. Then in scoring, Bailey French I have with 20, Ashton Barrett with 15, Jerrica Norris with 11. That's three girls in double figures, which is great. Tiller with 2. And Farid with 6, which gives you 54 points. And as always, every game they've scored 52 or more, the Lady Cats have been victorious.
I'd like to see that third option coming up in the scoring. We need that.
Yes.
We need a consistent.
Yes, we do.
Third. It doesn't have to be the same lady, but consistently we have to have a third score.
Exactly.
Getting into the double digits. As far as our Player of the Games awards, We've kind of already got those. They made it easy for us when they do the player of the game for each one, but tonight's offensive player of the game, Bailey French. Led us in scoring, and she just had one of her best games.
She had a really good game, on both ends of the court, really, but opportunities. She didn't miss many opportunities to score tonight.
Absolutely. Your defensive player of the game brought to you by Downtown Athletic Club. We're going to go with Ashton Barrett. A lot of defensive rebounds.
Hatter was 7 defensive rebounds. She had some steals, a lot of deflections. She was causing a lot of havoc on defense to help Bailey French get those 20 points.
And our unsung hero brought to you by Swartz Mowing tonight, the girl found her stroke.
Jerrica Norris, again, she come out, she hit that first three-pointer and gave her a little confidence, but she's playing well right now, which is what we need, is a third scorer, another threat that we can go to. And hopefully her confidence will carry over into the tournament next week down in Florida.
Absolutely. We're going to wrap things up here from the Bath County High School as the Lady Cats get the win in the Mike Brummagen Lady Cat Legends Tournament. Final score 54-37 over Pendleton County. Like I said, a word of thanks to Hannah back in the studio. Of course, Coach Mike Brummagen coming up being our halftime guest. Appreciate him taking the time and doing that. Love always just getting to talk with him. If you're ever out and about and you happen to run into Coach Brummagen, ask him some stories. He's got some good ones, and he's just a genuine guy and just absolutely loves the game.
Yes, he does.
It's a great man and a great family to be honored within this tournament.
I think when he was doing girls basketball, he was also helping boys basketball at the same time. So
I believe so.
He was busy, and he helped my dad coach baseball back in when they made their run to the state tournament in 1974. So he knows a lot about sports, and he would love to talk to you.
Absolutely. As Davey, you want to say anything before we finish things up?
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
God, I've enjoyed this first half of the season with you, this first
absolutely
11 ball game. So
let's hope this is the magic that keeps it going. Yes. And we're talking late into March.
Exactly.
As the Bath County Lady Cats get the win 54-37. Thanks to all of our sponsors, you the listener out there, handing back the studio. Until we return after the Christmas break with the boys tournament, we're going to say good night, so long, Merry Christmas, and thanks for all.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.